This is your KUTX Soundcheck. How fast did it happen? Guitarist Jay Giles passed away yesterday at his home in Groton, Massachusetts. Born in New York City in 1946, John Warren Giles Jr. formed an early love for music, listening to the jazz records of Benny Goodman, Count Basie, and Duke Ellington, juxtaposed with the blues guitar sounds of Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters coming over the radio waves. Giles linked up with bassist Danny Dr. Funk Klein and harmonica player Richard Magic Dick Solwitz in the mid-1960s and formed an acoustic blues trio under the name Snoopy and the Sopwith Camels. In 1968, the group took a sonic turn, plugging in their instruments and adding three more members: drummer Stephen Blad, keyboardist Seth Justman, and singer Peter Wolf. Together, they formed the Jay Giles Blues Band, later dropping the blues part, quickly gaining a following in the Boston area, leading to a contract with Atlantic Records in 1970. That same year, the Jay Giles Band released their debut album, giving the group their first hit with a cover of The Contours' First I Look at the Purse. Over the next decade, the band incorporated more rock and pop in their sound, which gave them even more success, having albums climb the Billboard charts and stay there. The early 1980s brought the Jay Giles Band mainstream success and some of their most memorable hits like Love Stinks, Freeze Frame, and Centerfold. In 1985, the band called it quits over differences in musical direction. Giles himself went on to further collaborations with Solwitz, put out a pair of albums with the group New Guitar Summit, and several albums of solo work. In 1982, Jay Giles moved to his final residence of Groton, Massachusetts, where he was warmly welcomed and, as he so loved, was allowed to just be a regular guy. Jay Giles was 71. That never was mine. All right. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.